Colors which surround each one of you are bright and have grown much in depth of color. So I feel happy to say to you that you have the abilities within to make much growth in your coming months. I have told you in times past that development is as important as the words which I bring to you.
Yes.
Because you cannot remain the same once you have heard and understood the words which I bring to you. There has to be personal growth also if we are to move forward in the way that it has been intended. You are all working hard at trying to become part of the mind projection. And I see your struggle. But nevertheless, I hope that you will continue along this pathway, because it will be to your benefit, your growth, and your understanding of spirit.
Yes, I think we all probably understand that that there's the feeling within that this will be so worthwhile.
It is a start. There is much that you can gather in the way of knowledge and understanding, but what you do not see is how much the spirit grows in your endeavors, and that is what interests us in our world, that each one of you becomes aware of that inner voice which can help you at all times.
Yes, I feel that the inner growth has two parts in a way. One part relating to our endeavors, and the other part coming direct from your teaching as we become more aware.
Yes, you are correct in your assumption. As always, my dear friends, you quickly pick upon my meaning and my teachings well. Both must go hand in hand if you are to succeed. I can come and I can bring to you the travel along with your own spiritual growth. That would not be me doing the job that I came to do. I would be failing you miserably, and I hope that I am not doing that.
I think you're failing us, it's all the time, and I think it's sometimes us failing you.
No, we will not use that word, failure, because your endeavors must be congratulated. Your patience and your loyalty to your own group has to be mentioned in any words of goodness that I say to you. Because indeed, my dear friends, you are an inspiration to all others. I have to say, not all groups have that bond which is here within this room. And I do not say those words lightly to you. I have said it before, and I will say it again, that you are bound to come together in this lifetime for this work. And of course, it is entirely up to each individual whether they accept or they go from these teachings.
Yes, think of your encouragement.
When I return to you in another of your years upon this earth, I will bring more teaching for you. It will be interspersed again with general looking within in order that you may grow. That will also remain an important part of my coming to you. I will not speak too long this time, because, my dear friends, I will bring to each one of you a very strong color, which you should be aware of as I leave. And within that color, you should see your own individual guidance. I know we have attempted this with you on another occasion, which was partially successful. But now I feel you have reached a stage of your development when you should be in much closer contact with your own helpers. So I say to you, if you have any questions, I will answer them now before I leave.
George?
Yes. A gentleman who came through to us last time on colour, a farmer, a head farmer from ancient Egypt. He seems to be watching over us and encouraging the process of organic farming, which is needed on this planet. And it's so heartwarming to know that such people are still attempting to guide us, to help us, to influence us. I get the impression that there are many, many individuals and groups working like this, and it helps to give one just a glimmer of the oneness of spirit. Am I right in thinking there are many, many such people and groups all endeavouring to influence us in the appropriate way?
Yes, of course. I have told you before, my dear friends, that any development in your world originates from our world. But for those thoughts to develop, there has to be that a gathering of thought. And for those in our world who have found an interest in whatever subject, if that interest is strong enough, they will constantly endeavor to return and influence all that happens within your world. As many groups as you are within your world, also there are many in ours who are working for the good of this planet. Whether it be farming, whether it be in energy, whether it be generally one-to-one impression. There are indeed many souls in our world who stay, I will not say behind, but they remain close to this planet in order that they can help.
Well, they seem to all come from so many different time periods.
Yes. Time means nothing. Of course, we understand the difficulty always that you have about time.
But it helps us to glimpse the oneness of it all.
Yes. That is a good way to describe it. Yes. Because, you see, all is oneness. You are united with us throughout many years, eons of time in your world. But time in our world does not have the same meaning. Therefore, those people whom you consider to return from a long time past, to them, it is but a blink of the eye. And if the love is there, and which I have to tell you, there is much love still for this planet. You are surrounded by love, even if you are not aware of it. But remember, you are never alone, my dear friends, in anything that you do upon this earth. There is always someone who is looking out and trying to influence all for good. I hope that has answered your question.
Yes, yes, thank you for that. That sharpens the picture, I'm sure.
Yes.
That we have.
Yes.
Could Could I just go back also to the shark, which is seen as a most efficient animal?
Yes.
And
thinking, I know.
Yes, on thinking about that, I think is also a very objective animal. Much more objective in his living, I would say, than we humans.
Yes.
And I rather fancy by comparison that we have all sorts of right and wrong ideas within our minds which don't go together too well and create the stress that results in illness. But I get the feeling that the shark is so objective that he has none of this.
Yes.
So I rather fancy that is the key to what makes the shark a fit animal that doesn't have disease.
Yes. And the animal in the form of the shark has been within your world for such a long time. And as you as humans have grown, so too have the animal kingdoms evolved. And the evolution of the shark would indeed give you much to think about. And that knowledge is being imparted to people within your world now who are interested in this sea creature. There is much to be gained from the creatures of the seas. But the knowledge will come.
Yes, well, it's nice to know.
There's certainly a lot of interest in the animals in the sea.
Yes. It was also a good teaching last week, Senlek, because I have discussions with my brother who doesn't believe a word I'm saying normally, and I pass on some of your words. But this last time I just mentioned to him about, because he's interested in animals, about the shark, and did he know that they didn't have diseases, which he didn't know, and at that point he became interested. So thank you for that. I shall send him the transcript, and maybe that's the seed beginning to grow just a little.
Yes, you indeed, as all of you do, have many seeds still to plant in the minds of others. And as you say, what sparks of one mind will remain dull within another. But it matters not. It matters that each individual be given the opportunity to look for himself. And then the responsibility lies with each individual. But I am happy to hear your words.
Thank you.
Now, as I have said, as I leave you and work quietly with this one, you should be aware of a strong sense of color with each of you, and within that color you should be aware of a helper who stands close to you. You will obviously discuss it between yourselves, but I ask that while I remain with this instrument, that your voices stay quietly as you speak.
Yes, we will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
we'll see you again in the new year.
Now I will be with you one more time.
Oh, that's good.
And then I will take my leave as usual for your holiday period.